From the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to First Chair, and we are checking in from 2024 National Academy with Scott Behrens. Scott, thanks very much for taking the time out of your evening to chat with us.
Thanks for having me, George. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Scott, we chatted with someone I believe you know, Josephine Cormier, with Achieve Tahoe. Are you also with that same organization?
I am indeed with Achieve Tahoe. It's my home ski school.
And this is your first time at National Academy?
It is, and it's a wonderful experience. I'm very happy to be here.
What was it that prompted you to attend?
I believe that in order to be the best teacher, you got to learn from the best. And when I heard the National Adaptive team was doing this, I was like, I got to go.
And what was that like for you at, when you break up into your groups and you saw Mike and Christina and Jeff Krill?
Well, I had some, our group's kind of all together because it's a smaller component. So I get the pleasure of being with all three of them all day, fundamentally. So
Wow. That's
great. And I had done some stuff with Jeff Krill at Ski Spec a couple winters ago. And he, by far, gave the most concise, impactful monoski lesson in 15 minutes I ever saw. I'm like, I want to work with that man.
And is it, obviously, it's meeting your goals. What expectations did you have going into Academy?
I wasn't really certain. I was going to be very open to what it was. I mean, I had the expectation that I would be able to, I'm in my bubble at home in Tahoe. And so I know the adaptive instructors, I know all the trainers, I know all the ed staff. So I was hoping to expand my horizons by interacting with people that did the same thing, but in different environments and also in different disciplines. I'm largely in the alpine side of things, so to work with snowboard and all that. It's just great.
Now, how long have you been teaching?
I think it's my eighth season as an adaptive teacher.
And
I have to do the math, but...
Is adaptive where you started?
Well, my eldest son has cerebral palsy, so I didn't even know kids with severe cerebral palsy could get out on snow. I was running a restaurant at the time. Someone came in and said, hey, let's take your son Brian out skiing. I was like, sounds great. Tell me how. And so... On my birthday in 2009, best birthday present I've had to date, we took my son out skiing for the first time, and I vowed ever since that day that I would try to get back at some time.
Wow. And soon thereafter, you began teaching. What led you on that path?
Well, I was in the restaurant business, and I sold it. So after I sold it, because the restaurant business is busy when the ski business is busy, so I couldn't volunteer effectively prior to that. So after I did, I sold my business. I signed up to be a volunteer at Achieve Tahoe. And I'm like, hey, they hire ski instructors. I got time. Let's do this.
And was it love at first lesson, or did it take a while to grow into it? Seems like you absolutely love what you're doing.
I do love what I'm doing. Any sort of teaching has ups and downs, So some days are great, some days are bad. I remember the best, I remember the worst. But, I had some great mentors early on. Catherine Hayes Rodriguez, Bill Bonas, some other people that Dave Littman, Karen Witt, these people at Achieve Tahoe that just took me under their wing and made me feel welcome and also shared a depth of knowledge and experience that, I don't think I could do it in my living years, to be honest.
Had you heard about National Academy from others, or was it something you had just kind of researched and learned about?
I heard about it from Catherine.
And
so she's a mentor of mine. So I knew she had been trying to get here for a while, and she had applied for a scholarship. I too got to thank the Sodegren Fund for sponsoring me to be here.
And what are your goals with Achieve Tahoe?
Well, I love to deliver snow sports. So I'm a year-round staff, so we also do programs in the summer. But I want to be hands-on with participants and getting them to find their potential out there in the world of recreation.
And speaking of goals, what are your goals at National Academy? What are you really hoping to take away from this week?
I'm doubling back a little bit, but that enhanced perspective, that wider, broader perspective, and also connections with other people at different areas and in different disciplines. And I got the privilege of seeing with Alpine team members today, Brenna. And so those making those professional connections, as well as broadening my personal horizons, and, to work with someone like Jeff, Mike, and Christina, they just get great coaching all the time. So you can individually develop your skills at the same time.
Have you had any high points to speak of to date? I mean, you still have 3 more days, so I know there's a lot more in store.
it's a silly one, but it was, one of my high points was Jeff Krill just gave this very simple thing, like, with your outrigger, just pick it up, as opposed to picking your shoulder up. And, like, that makes sense to people in the adaptive world, but, like, that to me, like, just sent off lights in terms of teaching other monoskiers, 3-4 trackers, my own personal skiing and those other things. It was very simple, but, like, to me, that was, like, that's gold.
So anything you're especially looking forward to between now and the close?
It's more of the same. More of the same. It's and meeting more people, making more connections, and that personal development as well as, soaking in that knowledge.
Well, Scott, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us on First Chair. I know you've got a lot of fun things you can be doing this evening and sitting down talking with me. I really take that as an honor. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Scott Behrens joining us on First Chair from the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon. I'm George Thomas.